This is St. Louis Public Radio. The school cafeteria is where kids chow down on chicken nuggets and take swigs from a milk carton. But when school is out for the summer and kids are home during the day, it can be harder to keep them well fed. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on efforts to get the same reliable meal service to low-income children over summer break.
Stacy Vellewald's children are running in and out of the community room of her low-income housing complex in Festus, 30 miles south of St. Louis. It's summer, and riding bikes through the parking lot has replaced going to school every day. It also means no more free breakfast and lunch in the cafeteria.
So when you're at home during the summer, that's three meals extra for three other children, but your food stamps don't go up for that extra time.
When her kids were home last summer, Vellewald's grocery bill went up $300 a month.
And that's just putting it on the low with adding in, you know, going to food pantries and things like that.
She says the closest place for her kids to get a free lunch last summer was a half-hour drive away in DeSoto.
If I struggle with money for food, then I struggle for gas money to get to DeSoto and back daily.
Now a local nonprofit will deliver free snacks and dinner for children in this community room 5 days a week through mid-August.
Come on, guys, come get some snacks.
Vellewald says it'll be a big help. The Child Core Foundation is running this and eight other meal sites in Jefferson County. That's more than last year. Programs Director Tangela Jones says this summer she hopes to serve 26,000 meals to kids. And while that may sound like a lot.
Oh no, 26,000 don't even put a dent in Jefferson County. There's a big need in Jefferson County to feed our children during the summer months.
There are more than 13,000 kids in the county who qualify for free or reduced lunch at school. Only 3% of them got free meals last summer. The number of meals served each summer across the state is increasing, but John Barry, the director of No Kid Hungry Missouri, says it still falls below targets.
So the child nutrition programs are authorized at the federal level, and they're continuously underutilized.
Only about 11% of low-income Missouri children on average across the state get the same free meals over the summer they do during the school year. While some Missouri counties provide meals to a quarter of low-income children in the summer, six counties served no summer meals at all last year.
I mean, in a way, yes, it's frustrating because why aren't we doing this? Why does it have to be such a struggle to do something that seems like there shouldn't be any complication feeding kids? There should be no argument.
He says feeding closer to 30% of needy kids over the summer is the goal. However, it takes tremendous infrastructure to do that. Enough volunteers to pack and serve the food, the vehicles to deliver it all.
The challenge is bringing the right people together to meet the need. You know, that hasn't traditionally been done, and that's what we're trying to do.
Barry says that while there is enough federal reimbursement money to meet the demand, outreach and infrastructure will have to continue to increase in order to feed more kids.
I want chocolate milk!
Here at Hanrahan Elementary School in Jennings, kids are lined up in the parking lot to get lunch that was just delivered. Kimberly Wooden, an administrator in this North St. Louis County district, says more than 1,000 kids will get free meals at summer school. She says providing those meals does encourage attendance.
During the school year, it is a great motivator. I would say summer is the same. It's the same motivation. They're hungry.
But summer school and the free meals that go along with it will end at the end of the month. And that'll leave families to find another distribution location until school starts again or spend more on groceries. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.